Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's, you guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What is up, Greg?
How is it going? Life is good.
Life is good. But let me put a disclaimer out there right now. There is a possibility we may lose the show tonight. It is not my fault my bills are paid. It is Sunday. They don't cut your utilities off on Sundays here in Michigan. I can't speak for the rest of the country, but here in Michigan, utilities don't get cut off. But we are in the middle of a severe thunderstorm and hail warning. So with that, I live where we lose power a lot. So if we lose the show, you guys, let me say this now. Just have a great week, because that means I'm coming back. But,
with what you're getting tonight, we had that last night. We had tornadoes come through the area where I was, and, it was a lot of fun.
So, like I said, I'm putting my disclaimer out there now. You know, the wind is starting to pick up. And I don't want anybody to think, man, Ms. V just said, fuck the show. No, Ms. V ain't saying fuck the show. Ms. V is saying that we are under a severe thunderstorm warning with hail. So with that, it's just not starting to get dark, and it said it's not supposed to start at 8 o'clock, which means the show will be over. But just in case, you know, Mother Nature, that bitch do what she do best, you know, she don't care about no damn clock.
That ain't no
but
shit.
I do want to say something. I had a great weekend. We're going to start with my Friday. Friday, I went to go see Thunder from Down Under. They were here in Detroit. They were at the MGM Grand here in Detroit. And that's our casino that's here. If anybody was wondering what it is, it's the casino here. It's one of the casinos. It's not the only one. Their show was a good show. I've been to the Vegas show, so I will say wholeheartedly Vegas was a whole lot better. But also, in Vegas, they have their own venue. You know, they're not just popping in and leaving out. They have their own venue with regular time slots. So it was a good show. I was happy. I mean, I was a little frustrated because I couldn't get into the hotel because one of my best friends, she got a hotel room, and I was staying with her. And listen, I understand technology, but some technology y'all just don't need to do. Just fucking say, bitch, here's your ID, here's the key to get onto the damn elevator. I cannot get onto the fucking damn elevator to get to the fucking room because they wouldn't even read my fucking ID on my phone. So I was just like, fuck this, I'm mad. So I started off my day being pissed, which means anybody who don't understand, I can't speak for anyone else, but when I get upset and I start drinking, it's just like, really, this is some bullshit. Thank God I was already dressed, so I wasn't trying to change. But if I had to change, oh, I would have been mad as hell because I got two drinks in my fucking hand because I'm trying to take the drinks up to the hotel room. I got my bag and shit, my damn purse, all this other shit, and I can't get the fucking damn thing to read my ID. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Like, just that damn bullshit. I can't tell you much that happened after 11 p.m. on Friday. I woke up in the bed. I woke up alone, so I know that I didn't take no guy with me. So, but it was a good show, but we had a nice time. I mean, I I probably would remember more if I had planned on going home that night. But since I didn't plan on going home, I drank more than I normally would because it's been a while since I've been out. You know, I had some fun. So.
Yep.
That was Friday. But I had to get up early anyway. So let me tell you, bitch wasn't too drunk because I got a brand new roof on my house in my garage. Now,
nice.
I don't know about what roofer schedules normally are. The roofer said they would be in my house between 7:30 and 9 a.m. My daughter, because somebody had to stay sober and come home with the dogs, she came home and stayed with the dogs. She said she was outside smoking in her car, no bra, just like a T-shirt and some shorts. She said these motherfuckers pulled up at 7 o'clock. She said she was blowing up my phone. My phone was on mute, so I didn't hear my phone ring, and I'm still in the bed at the hotel. Luckily, well, by 7:10, I was already on my way home because I was like, oh, shit, it's light outside. I need to go home. They're coming to do my roof. So I wasn't that damn drunk, okay? But I'm walking through a hotel. Again, I don't gamble, so I don't go to the casino a lot. I got lost in the fucking casino trying to leave. I literally couldn't get out the casino. And this is sober me trying to get out the goddamn casino. They started my fucking roof at 7 in the morning. These bitches were done by 11 o'clock. Well, naturally, we're like, hey, Mickey's going to hit his 3,000 home run today. How about we go to the Tigers game? This was a last-minute plan. This was not the original plan. So we fucking scrambling to get dressed and buy fucking tickets to the damn Tigers game. We spent 2 hours and we spent an hour in traffic trying to find the parking space. As we're walking in, he hit it. But still, we were there, so we appreciate it, and we did see him get his second hit. So I've had a very trying weekend. A drunk bitch ain't shit. That's what I can tell everybody. Or let's say a more mature bitch ain't shit. Because back in the day, I could have did this shit like it was nothing. I could have been drinking and partying enough. Okay, I'm too old for this shit. I don't know how these motherfucking people do it. And I'm talking about people my age, so I'm not talking about young people. But there are people my age who do this shit and be like, oh, girl, I was good to go. Okay, bitch, I don't know what you was doing because shit. My body is like on that. I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning for my regular job shit. I can't be partying like I ain't got no job. I don't know how people do it. I'm being honest. I don't care what age you are. I don't know how the fuck these people party all fucking night and be back up, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-head. No, can't do it.
Well, like you said, back in our 20s and 30s, I did that. Trust me, my 40s and now my 50s, oh, fuck no. No. I got to have sleep, period.
I'm letting everybody know shit. Bitch can't hang. But I did have a good weekend. I ain't complaining about it. See, Greg, you may appreciate this more. Now, I woke up this morning. Now, grant you, I didn't do anything but go to one game. I did not go to the doubleheader. I went to the first game yesterday, so I saw Mickey.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. Now, I forgot to tell my daughter that New Kids on the Block is coming. Now, I know that everybody might not appreciate that, but let me tell you who's going to be with New Kids on the Block. You ready for this, Greg?
Mm-hmm.
In Vogue and Salt and Pepper.
Oh,
that's why I got tickets
nice.
For that show. Yes.
I don't blame you there.
But guess what the catch was? I wanted two tickets. There were three seats next to each other. Do you know I had to buy the third fucking seat so I could buy the two seats?
No shit. Why?
Yeah. Because they said they wanted two seats in between. If you buy two seats, they want two empty seats next to you, and there was only one empty seat. But see, I got news for them. I bought the third seat. The third seat was only $25. It was like a $25 special for that seat. So I bought that. I'm going to resell that bitch for $100. I'm just going to put it up on resale.
Hell yeah.
Get my money back.
Yep. And
the
see, I've got a show I'm going to next month.
Believe me, I'm not a big New Kids on the Block fan. Like I said, the only reason why that show is really going to sell out the way that they wanted to. And guess what? They're doing a In Vogue meet and greet for like an extra $200. I don't like En Vogue that much. Plus, it ain't the original En Vogue. Remember, the original En Vogue is all four of them.
Yes.
This is the three of them without Terry that's performing. I ain't trying to do no meet and greet with three of them, okay? If I can't have all four, I ain't doing the three of you. But there are some people who will pay for the three of them. So, yeah, I'm going to that concert because I was like, you know what? If it wasn't going to be Salt and Pepper and En Vogue with them, I would have been like, nah. But I saw who was going to be with them. I was like, oh, I could do Salt and Pepper and En Vogue?
Yeah.
But it's the it's the New Kids on the Block tour block party. I'm like, yeah, you bitches, y'all ain't gotta perform shit. Just let Salt and Pepper take over, cause they're gonna put on a show. I don't know if you've ever been to a Salt and Pepper concert. I went and saw them back in 19 at a concert in Mobile, Alabama. So you know that's when they first came out. And the Fat Boys was with them then, and they put on a show then. And this was some hole in the wall venue. I can only imagine what this show is going to be like. And I had seen them, you know, with the fact that Pep trying to, you know, Pep losing that weight. So I'm figuring that since they on tour, Pep getting back tight for tour.
Yeah.
And Salt coming up out her religion. Because, you know, for the longest, the reason why she wasn't performing is because she's really religious. And I guess she said, listen, this religion ain't paying. And, okay, before you church people get after me, I go to church also, but I think Salt realized that she won't make enough money performing with Kirk Franklin, okay?
Yes.
You know, that's
different.
You know, she won't bring in enough Kirk Franklin money. Now, if she would have started out originally in the church rapping, it would have been different. But everybody can't cross over, especially rappers. When you cross back over to religion, unless your stuff is like really popping. Now, let's make it clear. If you've ever heard Mary Mary, I have to tell people to sit their ass down when they play Mary Mary up in the club. Because I'm like, you do realize that's gospel music. And they're like, what, that's Mary Mary? I'm like, yeah, they're gospel. You know, so had to get on people about that. So, again, you know. And then remember when Kirk Franklin first came out, people was dancing up in the club. I'm like, you know, you dancing to Jesus. You're dancing to Kirk Franklin. I was like, you know, you're dancing to Jesus. That's gospel music. I know they said bounce, but I think God missed you to twerk.
No.
I'm sorry. I've been around the praise dancers. The praise dancers are not twerking, okay? So that's how my weekend went. I'm happy. So this, now I've been putting a new roof on my house in my garage for a minute. I had this hole in my garage. You couldn't see the hole from the outside. You know how it starts on the inside. And you look and you're like, well, dog, it's still shingles up there. And you not realize that it's, like, really fucked up. So tonight was the first time in over a year that when it rains tonight, my car will actually stay dry in the garage because there's no leak. Brand new roof. I'm like, y'all know, I'm happy as hell. I'm like, damn, my house look good. But, man, I got neighbors and shit looking. They was like, damn, we like your roof. And anybody who knows me knows that when I picked out my roof, like they show you all these different shingles and stuff, I literally went two houses each way to see who had shingles on their house and make sure my shingles didn't look like nobody else's. I kid you not. So everybody, so they was like, damn. My next door neighbor who just had their roof done like a couple of years ago, they were like, damn, your roof looks different. It looks damn good. And anybody don't realize a roof increases the value of your house. Like if I wanted to sell my house right now, I could already sell it for $10,000 more just because I have a brand new roof. So when you get a 25 warranty on your roof, believe me, you go to sell your house, you want to always let them know what year you got the roof so they could put that roof value onto the value of your house.
Oh, yes. And that is true. Especially, I mean, the market will make it more expensive, especially it is a fresh one layer and not two layers or three. Because I think three layers is the max you can re-roof a house. So,
and I had two layers on my house, so having a brand new roof with a 25-year warranty on it.
Yes, yes.
And I know that, and see, I just didn't have one layer put on. They replaced five boards, two on my house and three on my garage. So it's a solid-ass roof, and I have the no roof. I have the no-leak guarantee. So, yeah, let's
awesome.
Just start leaking. You know, I'm going to act a fucking fool. Today this bad baby is in this test. Come on, Rain. Bring it on, bitch. Let's see how well
hopefully.
You hold up. We're gonna test this no leak guarantee tonight.
Well, hopefully you don't have baseball size hail come in.
That's what I'm not hoping for.
Yeah, exactly.
But my car is in the garage, so even if we got baseball size hail.
Your roof's covered. It's insured. That's it.
Like I said, we're going to test this bitch tonight. So bring it on, bitch. Bring on the rain. I ain't going to say get froggy and jump because everybody, I am afraid of Mother Nature. It's not many things she'll hear me, but I'm afraid of that bitch. Because, see, that bitch can beat your ass, pick you up, and throw you across the damn street, and then pick you up again. Mother Nature is the baddest bitch out there. When people say, I ain't afraid of nothing, okay, you gonna be big and bad, because I got certain things I'm afraid of. That bitch, Mother Nature, I'm afraid of. See, that bitch will pick you up, toss you around, pick you back up, slap you on your fucking face, then slap you on your ass, then punch you and throw you again and be like, what, bitch?
Yeah.
And then do it again.
Oh, big time. Oklahoma is definitely famous for that shit. Not to mention, if you have tornadoes anywhere in the continental United States, Mother Nature is going to fuck you up. So be prepared.
So I told everybody, yeah, I'm afraid of that bitch, Mother Nature. But my next door neighbor who passed away, they're clearing out his house now. They are going to sell it. I asked for the option to buy his house. They still haven't set a price. But they put a big-ass dumpster in the driveway. One of them dumpsters where I can't see the corner of my street blocking the driveway shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm figuring that they're finishing up today because those dumpsters are not cheap. But I'm thinking because they haven't been up in that house since before he passed away. Like, the son has been back and forth over here, but he ain't been cleaning. It's like he went in there, eat something, and leave.
Yeah.
I could tell that house must stink bad as hell. And when I say it must stink bad as hell, now, this is his family that's cleaning it out, not no strangers. They all have fucking face masks and them deep, remember them, you know, them Playtex gloves, the plastic
ones?
Oh,
yeah.
They go up to then your elbow.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
them gloves on and face mask, which tells me that house is stinking like hell.
He's a hoarder.
No, he wasn't really a hoarder. But they didn't clean
with
up.
It.
They let me tell you what happened. He passed away in January. He had a dog, and he had been in the hospital in and out since November. Well, they did not come and let the dog outside on a regular basis. So the dog had to go somewhere. I don't know where she went. So I'm figuring that it was a whole bunch of shit. I'm figuring that the days that they wasn't coming to let her outside or whatever, that she was shitting up in there. I mean, you can't expect a dog to call that piss and shit. So I'm figuring the reason why that damn house stink is because she probably pissed the shit all over the house.
Yep. When I moved in to where I'm at now, the house next to me, same thing. Guy had pets or a dog, and he died, and dog stayed there for 6 months. Oh, my God. The smell was awful. When you open that door to walk through, it hits you like a ton of rocks.
And the fact that now they got rid of her right before I went. They got rid of her right before I went to Vegas in February. But they still didn't came. No. They still haven't came. They hadn't came and cleaned shit out until they put that dumpster there this week. So I know that they're literally moving out the furniture and stuff because I just saw somebody jumping on top of like an ottoman or something. So they're getting. I'm figuring that anybody knows these dumpsters are not cheap. So they probably only got the dumpster for a week. So I'm figuring probably Tuesday or Wednesday I'll come home or I'll be sitting here and they'll take the dumpster away.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, they need to get the big shit out. I'm figuring that everything, and I can tell that they're not, you know, leaving anything in there. Like yesterday, I think they got the little stuff they were going to keep because I saw them putting stuff in cars. But they were still over there all day long. And they've got the back door of the dumpster open. So they're not trying to stuff. They got it where they could walk into the dumpster and put the stuff in there. So he may have been a hoarder. I doubt it because he did get new furniture while I was here.
Yes. But just having a dog in there, that explains everything right there because they, even though they don't chew, tear up shit, it's the shit and the piss. And that is so strong. I mean,
Now, I know in my old house, when my neighbor passed away, he was in his house dead for 3 days before. You know, a neighbor finally called the police and said, a neighbor who was paying attention, I knew who he was, but I didn't have that type of relationship where I knew his schedule or nothing. So the neighbor who lived across the street from him realized that his car hadn't moved. He didn't put his trash out or anything. So he called the police, and he literally was sitting in his living room. Oh, and other thing the neighbor noticed, that the TV was still going. So he had the TV on. He was sitting in his living room with his gun in his hand and probably had a heart attack watching TV or something or died of natural causes. So the police went in there, and when they went to get him out, the smell was horrible. The people next door to him, when they had the door open, the smell of his decaying body for 3 days, they had to get him up out of there.
Yes.
And then
when
the cleaning company, because he didn't have any family, the city had to send, the city or the mortgage company, somebody sent like a whole crew over there to clean out the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in this case, he didn't pass away in the house. That's one of the reasons why I want the option to buy, because I know he did not die in that house. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know this man died at the hospital, so I don't have to say, well, his ghost is roaming around. I do think it is a spirit up in this house. I'm not going to tell my daughter that, though. But I'm going to tell you why I think it's a spirit in that house, because the vent for the dryer is, like, on the side of the house. Now, this was about 6 in the morning, like on a Sunday. I went out to pick up my paper, and this was before it started getting light outside. I looked over, and I see smoke coming out of the dryer vent. I'm like, ain't nobody over there. I'm like, yeah, he washing clothes. He said, fuck y'all, I need some clean clothes. You know, I think it's a spirit over there, and I think that the one thing that I'm gonna claim it. When I get the house, I'm gonna sage that whole fucking house. I don't think he had a bad spirit, but I know if I know this house is empty for 3 months, and I see smoke coming out the dryer vent. That's I'm being honest. And the only reason I know it's the dryer vent is because my dryer vent is in the back of my house, so. The only way you can tell my dryer is that when you go on my deck in the wintertime, it melts the snow.
Yes.
Oh, they must be getting close to being finished. Yeah, they're trying to get up out of here now because the sun just walked out to roll up his windows because it's the rain coming, which he still ain't got the back window down. There it is. They rolling up the windows and stuff on all their cars. I mean, hell, this rain getting ready to come. Oh, it's done started a little bit.
Get ready. It's going to be heavy if it's what we got here last night.
There's something going on. I just saw a squirrel run across a line and hop in a tree. Speaking of animals, while we were at the Tigers game, I looked up and they, you know how they have these different lines that go through the stadium, like wires and stuff to hold up different things? I said, damn, that bird chilling. There was a bird just chilling on one of the wires. He had a good view of home plate. He didn't budge. I mean, I watched him. This motherfucking bird was sitting there like, damn, I got the best seat in the house. Fuck y'all. I ain't moving. He didn't. It was other birds flying around. He didn't move at all. He had his eyes peered on home plate like, okay, I got y'all for this one. Don't you wish you had my seat? Like, damn. He was watching good. But it was hot as hell. We had to wear sunscreen. My daughter started getting sunburned yesterday. It was hot as hell yesterday, 80 degrees. So, and then Matthew Stafford and Kelly Stafford were at the baseball game. So they showed them at the game. They came in town because he has a charity that's here in Detroit. And he said just because he wasn't here, he wasn't going to move his charity or not still do charity work. You know, this is where he started his NFL career at.
Right.
So
right.
They came in for a charity event for their charity. So I thought that was cool.
Well,
that
that's good.
Game, and they had on Tigers gear.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I had a pretty good week. I mean, right now I'm just watching this. I'm watching the trees sway back and forth and shit. This shit is crazy. Oh, and let me set my let Randy on because, like, again, oh, it's going to start raining. So let me pull in Randy because, like I said, if I lose y'all, it ain't me. I ain't do it. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm okay. Well, with the exception of early this morning. But I'm doing okay. Well,
What happened early this morning?
Well, let's see. I was at work today, and we were having breakfast, having a little meat and a little powwow, and then all of a sudden I got choked on a piece of bacon or something. Got stuck on my throat.
Oh, that's not good.
And a friend of mine who sat next to me gave me the Heimlich maneuver. Strong muscles, that guy. So, like, hurt my back a little bit. But I came out okay. I was just drink lots of water. But other than that, work was fine. And it's let's see. Last time I checked, it was about 80 degrees today where I am. Right now it's about 67 degrees now. So, in other words, it was hot out here today. It
Y'all
was hot out here.
That we had yesterday. Right now it's starting to rain, so it's a light rain now.
Light rain? No, we ain't getting any rain. We ain't got a whole lot of rain this year.
So it rained Friday night. That's how I was able to watch Mickey yesterday because when we were going out Friday night, my daughter was like, damn, I wish we didn't have to go to this because I was like, it's getting rained out. I was like, the game being what's on the city. She was like, you say have the confidence. I was like, it's going to be storming. You know, we got a bad storm Friday night, so it allowed all of us to go to the game yesterday. And his actual ceremony is in June. Now, I'm going to tell you, I bet a lot of people did not catch the email because I got good tickets. The ceremony in June when they do the celebration for his 3,000th hit is in June. They had tickets on sale yesterday for that particular game for $39. This is behind home fucking plate. dare never take us for $39 behind home plate, okay? I don't care what time it is. The Tigers have to be shittier than shitty for you to get $39 tickets behind home plate, okay?
That's cheap.
They would have to be shitty as hell. But they did that as a special just, and it was only, if you didn't catch it yesterday, it was a flash sale. So I sent it to my daughter immediately. I was like, do you want to go to this? And she was like, yeah. So it's a Sunday game. So the Sunday game, I want to say it's June 12th. So we definitely will be at that game, but I don't think it will impact the show at all because it's a 1:10 game. This show don't start at 7. They're normally done about 4:35 o'clock, so we should be good.
Yeah, that should be good.
We'll be at the game. So definitely.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
We'll be at.
I'm doing good, Randy, man. It
sorry
was a good
that.
Day.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, V.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, let me ask you guys something. I just have you heard of the USFL? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard the USFL for sort of like a good many years. And they have their
they're
game
taking the place of. They're taking the place of the other fake football league that the people who own the WWE, the XFL,
yeah,
they're taking
XFL.
Their place because, you know, after two games, they've been on bankruptcy or something.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they didn't make it a full fucking season. So the USFL, they had been talking about bringing them back for a while. So they're actually, unlike the XFL, which was not going to be a precursor, the rules in the USFL are actually almost identical, except that there's a slight variation. I haven't watched any of the games, but they're not traveling. All their games are being held in Birmingham, Alabama, regardless of who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
All their games are being held in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
When's the last time the USFL ever had a game besides about two Saturdays ago?
I think yesterday.
No,
I
they're doing every Saturday. They're doing every Saturday and Sunday right now for, I think, the next six or seven weeks.
Okay.
Yes. And I've caught a little bit of some of the action, and, yeah, you look in the crowd, and it's like, you can count them.
Yeah, I saw.
But the reason being is because they're only doing the games are only in Birmingham, Alabama, so regardless of who you're rooting for, and that's, you can get close by. And I think that they did it that way just because they didn't know how. I'm sure that this season was set up the way it is because of COVID, because they did not know.
Right.
You know, nobody knows.
Right.
Give us 5 minutes. So this made it safer to say all of the games are going to be at one stadium. And, you know, because I looked, I was like, what? You know, I'm like, the Michigan, what? And then I looked, and they're like, all the games this season are being played in Birmingham.
One place.
Now, hopefully they'll move around next year. But that was the problem with the XFL. The XFL, when they spent all this money on different jerseys, you know, stadiums and shit, and then get contracts.
Yes.
I think, this is my presumption, this is not anything that I've heard, this is what I'm thinking. I looked at where the USFL teams are. If you look at them, they're mirroring their NFL counterpart because Tampa Bay has a USFL team. Michigan has a USFL
team.
A lot of, and they're mirroring, and they're saying this is the precursor for the NFL. So this is almost like the NFL practice squad. You know, this is going to be, this is like the minor league for the NFL right now. Which if they do that, that'll be good because these guys are mic'd up. That's why I do like that they are mic'd up, so you're, like, hearing them talking and stuff, unlike in the NFL. But what I do, you know, so when I looked, I was like, wow, these are mirroring. So I can see maybe next year, if they have a good season this year, you know, they don't go to all hell, I can see maybe these teams, and I'm making an assumption. Don't call me nobody. This is just me thinking out loud. I can see these USFL teams going back to their respective cities and maybe a contract being set up with the NFL to let these teams use their stadiums, because think about it. This will give the USFL more money, I mean the NFL more money in the off season, you know, if these teams are allowed to use it, because it's not, think about, they change up the fields all the time. They let college teams use it. They let soccer teams use it. You know, if you let the USFL use it, well, guess what? You're going to bring in that revenue that you went ahead, because unless you were having a concert, and that's more revenue. So I can see them teaming up with them. Now, again, this is me talking out loud. This is not anything I've heard, nothing I know. This is what my observation is because of the names of the USFL team.
Yes. It's almost like baseball. You've got professional baseball. Then the minor leagues, you got AAA, which we have a team here for the Dodgers in L.A., where, okay, if somebody's hurt rehab, they come down to Oklahoma, and that's their rehab. Then you've got players good enough, they'll go up to L.A. So the football, I think, would be almost the exact same mirror of baseball, because the XFL, what killed them besides high tickets or whatever, was also was the start of COVID.
Right.
So, can't have fans, can't have nothing, can't do nothing. Oh, okay. Well, let's shut down.
Well, let me ask you, before those Saturdays, before those games that were about two or three Saturdays ago, let's go before. When was the last time they had a USFL game before a couple of weeks ago?
It was in the 1990s, but they had different owners because Donald Trump was part of that, and Donald Trump has nothing to do with this. Donald Trump is not in this at all.
Yeah, that's why
I've
heard about
all brand new ownership and management.
Okay, good. Because that's why I haven't heard of them since the 90s. Since the 1990s. That's why.
They've been trying to do something, but they haven't been able to do anything. And COVID knocked out the XFL because what it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be the XFL and the USFL. The XFL was going to be like the bullshit league. And the USFL actually was going to be marrying NFL. So, no, they were actually supposed to be saying at the same time. They were supposed to be the two leagues. The USFL, when they saw COVID kick in, they said, we're going to postpone our start. The XFL, because Jim McMahon, Vince McMahon, whoever the fuck is the McMahon, whichever McMahon is running this shit right now. They're so busy about trying to get money and saying, fuck it, we can do what we want, we this, we that, you know, we the McMahon. Well, guess what? This time it was a bad fucking money move. You know, they're like the fucking idiot. They're like the Donald Trump of the motherfucking damn wrestling world. They think they can do what the fuck they want to. And they've got, and I'm not mad at them. Say in your name. You're good with wrestling. I mean, they've got NXT and all that stuff, which actually is kind of interesting because now you're seeing the bring up league, leading the league up to the WWE. You know, but Stay with what you good at, okay?
Right.
You trying to venture into other shit, you know, stay in your lane. That would be like them moving over to the MMA. You know what?
Yes.
Wrestlers cannot do MMA. You know, I don't care what nobody say.
Well,
it's two different.
That's the thing.
MMA is real martial arts, and
the WWE has had people that have gone to and came from MMA, and it's gone back and forth with a certain few. So, yeah, I mean, they've got a little hand in that, but with the rise of The Rock, John Cena, they moved into movies.
Acting.
So, if you look
at some of
those movies,
and they actually have their own production company.
It's, yes, and that's it. They have their own production company for movies for their actors or stars in wrestling. Kane did a movie.
And they did that because they were tired of them going mainstream. Because once they got the Rock went mainstream, John Cena then went mainstream.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan was
yep.
really the first one to go mainstream.
Yes.
Course,
yes.
You know,
and I think it was Hulk Hogan that somewhat started it.
Right.
Then you had some of the older ones move over, which was
Jesse Ventura.
Roddy Piper.
Jesse Ventura.
So,
yeah. Well,
yep,
Jesse Ventura
Jesse.
When it became governor or something.
Governor.
Governor
yep.
of, what is he governor of?
I mean,
Minnesota.
Wisconsin or,
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I know it's one of them.
Because he, trust me, when I drove over the road, you could stop in that truck stop and find basically a doll of Jesse Ventura, either in a suit for governor or his swag for wrestling. So, yeah, it was weird, man, when I was driving back in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, you figure WWE, they were like, they were tired of losing money because the next people they were getting ready to lose, if they would not have done that, were going to be the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
They were going to lose them because of the female wrestlers that are going over. And they managed to keep them. And if it wasn't for the Samoans, they really wouldn't have nothing because everybody that's coming out, you know, was it the twins? The guys that are twins, the brothers that are, one of them is married to the black chick. So you look at it, that's part of the Rock's family. So that whole family is nothing but a wrestling money-making family. So if
yes,
you don't
yes.
keep, you know, with the Rock leaving, if you don't keep the rest of them on contract, they're going to follow him because that's their family. You know,
yes.
those are their, you know, those
and,
are cousins. You've got.
Yes.
Because
and that
you
guy,
got your twins,
who is
and
it?
Then the other
is
one that's
Roman
their cousin
Reigns?
That's also there. Roman Reigns is their
Roman,
cousin also.
Yes. Roman Reigns has done some movie work with The Rock because of his influence and has gotten him in some movies. Might be minor, but, yeah, it is a huge production of a lot of wrestlers and movies.
And speaking of wrestling,
WWE need to stay in their lane. They need to stay in their lane. Don't try to move into football because, as they say, just because it looks like it's a good moneymaker, don't venture into what you really don't understand. You know, you understand wrestling. You understand MMA. In wrestling, it's so much acting. I can see the production studio because wrestlers are actually actors. You know, they do have to be athletic. They just can't, I couldn't go out there and wrestle, you know. But the wrestlers have to be athletic, but they have to be actors because they have their scripts. They know what they're going out there to do. You know, some of it is real, but some of it is also, you know, scripted. You know, they talked about how the Bella Twins met their husbands and stuff. You know, that was scripted. You know, the catch was they didn't expect them to fall in love, you know. Sometimes it goes into real life. But my whole thing is that stick with what you know. As they say, stay in your lane.
That's it, right there.
Speaking of wrestling, have you ever heard of Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling back in the 80s? Or have you watched
that
show?
I have not seen the show.
I've heard of it, though.
Oh, you heard of, you heard about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was only on for about like a couple of years.
Yeah.
And
it
died out.
Yep.
Figure ladies wrestling wouldn't last. But
The internet has made a lot of stuff more interesting than it would be. I mean, hell, and it's killed some things. Like, I think the internet has killed porn. I'm going to be honest. I think that porn is going to have to figure out a new way to. I just can't see AVN being right after the first of the year. Who the fuck you think is going to come? I mean, I can't go. So I know I'm not. You know. The first week in January, people are still recovering. Who's going to actually have money? Because people have been partying from the holiday. You normally give people a couple of weeks. So I'm like, okay, AVN, mm-hmm. and then they're going to a brand new location that's farther down on the strip where the Hyatt is or the Hilton.
Mm.
You know, they're not even going to be in one of the bigger, I mean, everything is big on the strip now, so I'm not going to say one of the bigger, but they're going to a completely different venue farther down. So
yeah.
when you look at the venue that they moved to, and think about for 2 years, we ain't had porn. There's so much fucking free porn out there and OnlyFans and all this shit. I mean, who needs porn when you got OnlyFans? Who needs porn when you got XNXX? Who needs porn when you got Pornhub? You know, who needs porn when you got all these
X-Hamster.
Other fucking damn rated X sites out there? And my whole thing is that when you got this stuff out there, yeah, the movies and the productions are nice, but then you got California that's cracking down on, you know, you can't film without a condom. You can't film without this. You know, the testing, I've always been for testing. I'm very pro-testing. I think that it should be a requirement. I think that if you do adult films, you should be tested once every 30 days. I perfectly agree with that. But, you know, I'm sorry. I don't want to see people fucking with condoms. I already fucked with my own condom. I want to see some raw dogging. In California,
yeah.
you know, especially the one county, has cut down on that. You know, you can't do porn without a condom. I'm not anti safe sex. But sometimes I want to see some good old raw dog sex where babies are made. Babies ain't made with condoms. I'm sorry.
Agreed.
You know, and what gets me, now here's what gets me. They say you have to use a condom, but for the lesbians that they're not telling them they got to use dental dams. And I think that's sexist right there. So you're saying if a man is fucking you, he got to have a condom. But if you're eating a female, you don't need to have a dental dam down there. So I have issues with that. Because I think if you're going to make the man use a condom, then you need to have a dental dam down there for the females.
Well, that's fine. You know, men eat out women and nothing protecting. Then you got a woman giving a blowjob. There is no protection. But
mm-hmm.
once that goes in, oh, there's a condom on it.
Yeah. I don't know where that pussy's been.
But yet you're going to go down and eat it and then put, you know, condom on to protect your dick. Well, what
yeah.
about your mouth? It's the same fucking shit.
Shit.
But that's why I said they're not doing the dental dams. So that's where I have the, you know, I don't know if they realize how hypocritical they seem by saying you got to use a condom, but they're not saying you got to use. Do you know how hard it is to find a dental dam? And dental dams are not, condoms are cheap as hell. I'm sorry, condoms are cheap. But it is hard to find, dental dams are not cheap.
Yeah.
Dental, what's a dental
see
dam?
See that thing.
What?
Yeah, never, go ahead, Miss V, on this.
The dental dam is actually a silicone covering that you actually put over the woman's vagina to eat
uh-huh.
her out. It's like a condom for the vagina.
Uh-huh.
That's the dental dam.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now that
now,
I got that. Now I know that.
Yes. Now you can actually use a latex glove to improvise and do the same thing.
That I did not know.
Mm.
Yeah. You can actually take a surgical glove, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I think you have to cut it maybe in half, but it can actually be used to have oral sex with a woman because the first time I saw it was back in the 90s, late 90s, in a lesbian bar when I delivered for Budweiser. And they
do that
gave them out freely.
Wait, they do that in public? Isn't it against the law
well,
in some states?
Well, if you go to
that's
a lesbian
against the law
bar,
in every state. So who's going to say anything? If you're up in the lesbian bar, who's going to sit there and say if you throw a bitch up and I mean I'm just saying, I mean, hell people give women who give blowjobs in public right now and people don't realize that. I mean, at the higher end clubs. Let's just keep it real, people. Let's not act like that we're totally lost and naive. At the higher end club, even though it's not legal, that stuff happens, and I'm not talking about at the strip clubs. I'm talking about at the regular nightclubs. There's a reason.
Yes.
There's a reason why some of the tables are set up the way they are, because there are literally, I mean, places where, depending on how much you're paying and where your table is located at in different situations, oh, yeah, there's some little jobs going on.
And see,
in public. I mean, everybody might not be seeing it, but it's going on.
Yes, yes. I agree.
I've been
there. Now, also,
I've been to some clubs. I'm sorry.
Well, in a swingers club or swingers type meeting, it is a rented room, actually a for like a convention. So it's a big room, set up, tables, a whole nine, and it is all swingers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do pretty much with consent all that, and I have
kind
done
of like
that.
Eyes Wide Shut. Eyes Wide Shut is the perfect example.
Yeah.
And Eyes Wide
and
Shut
then,
is really some real shit. Eyes Wide, for people who don't know, Eyes Wide Shut really does happen. I still get the invitations to, like, the Eyes Wide Shut shit, you know, and people have asked me if I wanted to come. And right now, I mean, I haven't done any type of shit in some years. And for one, I'm very body conscious. Two, I just haven't been in the mood for it. I mean, that's, to me, that is, this is how I look at it. And this is me personally. I'm not judging anybody because I think that you go through phases in life. It's just like with anything, you know. You go through your phase, and I go back and forth with my phases. I haven't had any desire to be around any of that, you know, especially since I've really pulled back from, I'm still selling the toys, but when I'm not heavy into the toys, I'm not heavy into that scene because that's a mindset, and you have to go into it with a complete mindset. And I always tell people, that is not something I would never recommend any couple go up into that lightly. If you do not have a very strong relationship, that is not the setting that you want to go up into. If you are a single woman, you have to go into an understanding that you are not looking for love up in this setting. Could it possibly happen?
Yep.
Yeah, but don't go up in there thinking that you're taking somebody's husband from them or whatever, whatnot, because if you go in there with that mindset, you will be fucked. And the same for men who go up into it who are single. You know, I tell everybody, do not go up into this thinking that you're taking someone from someone. I said, because
right.
That's just not the atmosphere for that. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I also tell people, if you do not have a strong relationship, and that means both people have to be strong. It can't be, if you're doing something for someone and you're not doing it for you, then don't do it. And I always tell people, if this is not what you want to do, don't do it thinking that you save it a marriage or a relationship or that you're doing this to please somebody else. Because if you're doing it strictly for them and you're not doing it because you want to do it, then you're doing it for the wrong reason, because that means your relationship isn't strong enough.
Correct. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. I mean, on those swinger events, usually maybe once a month. They used to happen here. I have not heard. But the girl, a single girl can go to them, no problem. Now, a single man, no. You are not allowed. You have to have you have to be invited by a couple or a female companion. That's the only two ways.
And if you come
and
with a female, you have to leave with that female. She can't come and you not come.
Exactly. You got to go together. Then she initiates all the other people that get involved. Or it's just you and her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, my experience was there was more than me and her. And, yes, another female. So. But, you know, with the voyeurism room, I mean, went in there, and it was a Halloween time, So she dressed up as a nun, I dressed up as a biker, and went in that room, and I ate her pussy in front of everybody. So, yeah, it's different. So, and it's, yeah.
Well, Greg, let me ask you something. You say if it's a female, it's okay to go in a, if it's a female, it's okay to go in a swinger club, but if a male, it's the opposite. Is that
Yes, I mean, you are not going in there to find a woman and have sex with. You will not be allowed
Single men are not allowed in swingers clubs at all.
You have to be invited.
And if you're invited, if you're invited by a single female, she has to accompany you. If you're invited by a couple, that couple has to vouch for you. And they vouch for you the whole time because if you fuck up, they can lose their privileges.
Okay.
If you fuck
and
up with a single female,
it's better with a single
If you fuck up with a single
female,
they'll put you out, but they'll let her stay. But with a couple, couples are very particular about who they invite because if that single male messes up any type of way, they lose their privileges. And they do that to protect the single women that come up in there because swinger clubs are normally set up for couples to get with single women. They do allow single men because there are couples that want to hook up with men, but it is normally with the swingers couples, if the female in that couple wants to have sex with another man, they normally will do just a full swap on. That's why they call them swingers, where with the single men normally come up in there with ulterior motives. So why.
And that's why. Yes.
Okay. The reason I say that, because I've never been to a swingers club before. At least not in this lifetime.
Yeah. I mean,
And they really don't call them clubs,
they're
parties, because they, we used to have one here, and what it is, it's normally, if it's ran as a business, because we used to have an actual two clubs here. And they're running businesses, and they're normally open on the weekend. But when they say membership only, they are strictly membership only. And when I tell you that those memberships are not easy to get, it's not like you say, hey, I heard about this, and I want to get in. They do a lot of screening. And, like, they when Yahoo groups were up, a lot of the clubs would go look at your Yahoo group profile because that's where – a lot of the stuff was. Now that they've shut down Yahoo groups, there are not a lot of the adult stuff has gone down because Yahoo groups was the only place that you were really allowed to have the adult content. Facebook has some of it, but it's not as strong as it's very selective on Facebook, and all you need is one person to report the group and the whole group was shut down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's why here in Oklahoma, when I went, it was kind of a convention style, you know, one night a month. And they would have toy vendors show up like Miss V would with her products out in the main hall or section
and
advertise her stuff. And then inside, you know, you basically brought your own beer and drinks or whatever, then did whatever inside. Plus, you had a room at the motel to go back and go sleep, do whatever in. But it was at all times with the consensual, you know, adults going to that
room.
But
that's why I think SLS is still up, and SLS promotes a lot of those groups all over the country. So if you ever go on SLS still has it, and Adult Friend Finder still has it. But Adult Friend Finder is kind of creepy now. But SLS is still doing it, I believe. I haven't been on either one of them. But it is time for us to go. We done had a good week. I made it through the rain, everybody. It was a small round. The sky is opening back up, but we
you
know
might have
that,
another round coming.
Yeah, we got another round coming. It's not over yet.
Yep.
So we will be back next week. Have a great week, everybody. Next week is, can you believe it, May 1st. We only got a couple of months left before we go on summer break. Have a great week, everybody.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have fun.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.